Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's time for Tech Talk, and this week we're looking at what you do with a 1,000-pound electric car battery when it wears out. The Boston Globe's Hiawatha Bray put us onto the question in a recent column, and joining us now, the CEO of a company that is ahead of the game on electric car battery recycling here in Massachusetts. Mike O'Cronley is the CEO of Ascend Elements, which is in Westboro, Massachusetts. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Christiana, it's great to be here with you. Thank you.
All right, so what's the core problem? I mean, I get that the batteries are huge, Mike, but what is the core problem in recycling these electric car batteries versus, say, a laptop battery or even a standard AA?
Yeah, so recycling batteries is something that we all need to do, and there are technologies that really haven't made recycling these lithium-ion batteries economic. And so there are older technologies that exist where you essentially smelt or you burn these batteries in order to get some of the valuable metals out of them. Of course, that's not very environmentally friendly. And then there's other techniques where you mechanically would shred some of these batteries and be able to get out some of the metals out of it that way, which is more environmentally friendly, but the output product there is not very economic.
Meaning you don't get much out of it that you can use again.
Right. Well, the problem is those types of materials cannot go directly back into a new battery. It needs further refinement, further processing, and therefore the value of those materials are very, very low. And so it doesn't make economic sense to recycle them. So we needed a better technology. And that's really what Ascend Elements has developed.
And in layperson's terms, can you give us the 30 seconds? Here's how it works.
Yeah, sure. So really the technology was developed by WPI. Worcester Polytechnic, and they developed a way to synthesize new cathode material. This means making new material that can go directly back into a new battery. And we do this from spent batteries. So the material that we're making, this cathode material, which is the most expensive material that goes into a battery, we do it very, very economically and sustainably. And by making that really high value material in our recycling process, that's essentially what makes our process economic to the point where we are now buying battery material to upgrade it, upcycle it, if you will, and return it right back to the battery supply chain.
So basically, the way you do it creates less environmental impact and creates new material that can directly go into another electric car battery.
That is correct, yes.
And the concern, as I understand it, I mean, there's a lot of things here, but for you, it is part of the concern that you got to sort of ramp up your business before we've ramped up demand with enough electric vehicles?
Yeah, so we absolutely have to ramp up our business, and really the all of the technologies that are evolving now, we're putting in new capacity to recycle all of these batteries. And we don't necessarily have to wait 10, 15 years for an EV battery to reach its end of life. Actually, the largest source of battery material that needs to be recycled and processed is coming from the battery manufacturers themselves. They produce a tremendous amount of scrap material that needs to be processed. So you're absolutely right. This is an industry that is growing and growing now as a country and as an industry, as we're building all of these new battery plants. We have to have the ability to process all of this material and return it back to the supply chain. Ultimately, what we're doing is we're offsetting the need to mine things like nickel and cobalt and lithium, because once we pull it out of the ground and we refine it, we want to be able to recapture that and reuse it over and over and over again. So the process we've developed can do just that. We can infinitely recycle these batteries.
And
that battery material from it.
And that's important in addition to the obvious reasons, just briefly, both because the mining of those materials is bad for the workers and can be bad for the environment, and because it makes us less reliant on foreign partners to get those materials, right?
Absolutely. So if you look at where all of these materials come from, they come from all corners of the world. You know, as an example, Russia is one of the world's leading producers of nickel globally, and that's has some obvious problems right now. But further, cobalt, the world's largest producer of cobalt is the Congo. And there's been a lot of association with child labor in the Congo mining the cobalt there. And so, you know, by offsetting that and not needing to mine as much, and being able to reuse the materials that we've already pulled out of the ground is super important, super critical.
All right. That is Mike O'Cronley, who is the CEO of Westboro-based Ascend Elements, which is working on new technologies to recycle electric car batteries. Mike, I appreciate your time today. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.